Good morning. A dry start to the day across most of interior New York and New England. A little bit of patchy, dense fog in spots to contend with, but no rainfall, at least for the time being. The unsettled weather pattern that set up shop over the weekend and continued into the early part of the week will persist into the last couple of days of the work week, with puffy clouds during the afternoon, eventually leading to a buildup of scattered showers and thunderstorms, which may slide by from time to time through the second half of the day. Still, temperatures a bit milder across most areas than yesterday afternoon, and most locations reaching into the upper 60s and lower 70s. The action will die out after sunset tonight. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy and will drop back into the 40s and lower 50s. We'll repeat the cycle again tomorrow with partly sunny skies and scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could pack a punch with stronger winds and some hail. We'll watch out for that. In the meantime, tomorrow afternoon's highs will be in the mid-70s. Finally, we'll kick things back into motion as we head into the weekend, with a disturbance passing through a scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday with highs in the mid-70s. Then we'll break out into full sunshine on Sunday and a warming trend with highs into the lower 80s, and it looks like 80s will continue well into next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central high plains. Latest model guidance insists that a surface cyclone will hold tight against the higher terrain of the Front Range in Colorado today. This will ensure moist upslope flow is maintained, which should encourage convective development by this afternoon. Forecast temperatures and wind profiles favor supercell structures, as deep layer shear should be present with substantial turning. Storms that initiate across Colorado into the Nebraska Panhandle are expected to produce hail as they mature and slowly spread southeastward. Additionally, a few tornadoes can also be expected as cloud bases will be seasonably low. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Karlsruhe, Germany at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Denver, Colorado at 12:47 a.m. this morning. There were four daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Nashville, Arkansas. The 100-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1958 by 3 degrees. There were 11 daily record lows. At Silver Lake, Oregon, it was 18 degrees, and this is 10 degrees colder than the old record set in 1995. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 34 degrees, with a northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 47, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Tucson, Arizona, to a low of 23 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid-70s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 48, the average temperature 59, that's 6 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday. For the month now, 1 inch even, which is 2/200ths above normal, and 14.80 inches for the year, which is 76/100ths below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 95, set in 1999, and the record low, 37, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours, 14 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight and lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, still the risk at a few showers and thunderstorms mid-70s. Mid-70s on Saturday with a late-day shower or thunderstorm. Dry on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer, lower 80s. Mid-80s on Monday, mid-80s on Tuesday with lots of sunshine early next week and a scattered shower or thunderstorm showing up again by next Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.